Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, text line open, 713-572-4610, and it's particularly useful in this moment. Let us know what your answer to the question of the day is. What's the most childish thing that you've done as an adult? Let us know. Mm-hmm. Let's have fun in this moment, especially because I know that some people, you know, are in a place where you're looking at Houston sports outside of Houston Rockets and you go, maybe not the most happy right now. Let's find reasons to be happy, especially because I feel like that's the childlike thing to do.
Yes, it is. We get what's the most childish thing you do as an adult? All these things that I do are just flooding in now because I was talking earlier, like I always, and she hates it, which is why I do it. Like if my wife says, and by the way, this is all, do we have the audio? This is all because Donovan Mitchell was playing a video game, NBA 2K, with some...
He's playing online, and you know, when you play online, kid. Some kid will match up with you, whatever.
And this happened.
I wouldn't put the game that I had based on the court. This kid pissed me off today. I was playing 2K. I've been playing 2K for like 2 hours, and I told him, too. I was like, wait, just wait. He just called me washed up. He called me a bunch of things. But I love it, you know what I mean? He said he ain't seen a highlight from me in a minute. And I just told him, all right, we'll see. He said, told me to go to sleep. Like he was going in.
Told him to go to sleep.
So this game was for that kid or grown man, whoever that was.
That's cool. That's probably good, but, Biggie. But yeah, you're trash, man.
You want his numbers on the day?
46.
46 points, 8 assists, 15 of 21 shooting, which is good for 71% from the field. 6 of 11 from the 3, which is good for 55% from 3.
Yeah.
10 of 10 from the free throw line. He was just like, I am going to kill the Philadelphia 76ers because some child
I'm about to bust your ass.
Decided to talk crazy
all because
to me.
This little kid.
And he was thinking about the kid. He even said later in that audio, he said it. He goes, I even told him after I do it, I'm going to give you a shout out. So I am.
Very Jordan, very Michael Jordan-like.
It does go to show you, before we get to some of the silly stuff that we're getting, like true, you know, elite scorers, they can do that just about any time they really want to just dominate the ball.
It kind of pisses me off at times, too, because it's like, why you don't do this every single night?
Because they don't dominate the ball. They don't make their own shots, force things and all that. But they really can. I mean, like a lot of times you see it at the end of the season with a scoring title on the line. Like 1 year, Kobe scored like 62 or something because he needed it for the title and all that. Like, dude, you can do that anytime you want. But the most childish thing, so – I was saying, I do it just to make her mad, which is very childish.
Of course. I expect nothing less from you, John
like,
Lopez.
Like, we'll be having a discussion and she'll go, well, that's just dumb. You're dumb. Well, stop it. You stop it.
Unbelievable.
That would piss me off.
Really and truly.
I would stop talking to you.
Well, that's the idea.
But, oh, okay. This is no, weaponized.
Then
okay.
She starts throwing stuff at me.
Well, I'm glad that she has some level of get back. I don't think that it works. I need to see what she does to try and get back at you. Because right now, like you are your account in that marriage just seems like it's far insufficient funds.
You're insufficient.
Yeah, you know. There's a couple of things, and one of them, shout out to B. Scott from Hiram Clark, being involved with the program. Also, he let us know that no matter what, even at his big age, he still jumped to touch the top of that door frame. You know what I mean? Like, especially, this is a guy thing. Like, guys being dudes, just pretend like you dunking. Just go up and touch that thing up
or
there.
Do
just
you
make
do
sure
a random crossover
jump.
To someone? Oh, yes. The hallway.
Or if it's not a random crossover, I feel like there's one of three.
You do
dudes.
This all the time.
I do. You see it, right?
The jump shot.
There's the jump shot. there's the swing, you know, you got to practice your swing, or there's the golf swing. I think there's three different guys, and they might all be the same dude at different ages.
Oh, guys do that all the time. They do their little waggle.
Yeah, just, yeah, and do your waggle, get your golf swing together. The one for me, actually, one that I did around you guys this week, sometimes I just skip.
Yeah, he skipped. I saw him skipping down the hall.
Just
yeah.
skip. Like, it's one of those things.
Skip.
Skip. Have you realized that you move faster when you skip than you walk?
You do.
But it's also more efficient than running. Like, you're not using as much energy as running. And sometimes I'm just like, you know what?
And we're skipping right now. It's impossible to be in a bad mood.
That's a great point.
Like, it's impossible.
You're just mad.
Cannot be in a bad mood if you're
skipping. You're just mad cussing and skipping.
The other thing I do a lot of times, like, if there's a wad of paper, I don't just throw it into the trash can. Like, I'll try to ricochet it off of something. And I always do this. I go, watch this. Guys do that. Watch this.
I do love that about kids, though, because kids will always be, hey, watch me.
Watch this.
No matter what it is. It's something stupid. They're about to fail doing a flip. Watch.
Yeah.
I like that you still got that going.
Or doing a jump shot to throw something away. Mine, this one, I kind of irritate my wife with this. So my right knee, every time I bend it, it cracks. It got this nasty noise every time I bend it up and down. And she hates that noise. And so I wait until she's not in arm reach of me.
Yeah.
Because if I do it, she'll hit me.
Yeah.
So when she get far away enough, I start crack, 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 crack. And then she just try to find a pillow or something just to throw it at me. And then the other thing is, she called me childish for this. I'm a big popsicle guy.
Mm-hmm.
I will sit there. I will buy some popsicles from the grocery store. And I will eat like 10 of them at a time. I just have them laid out.
Just right ruining there. Your
just,
dinner?
Yeah, just hanging from the mouth. Just popsicle. Just the old school popsicle.
Yeah.
She's like, you are such a kid.
That's right. From the 832, working at a gym, watching grown women taking a cycling class, whine to management about someone taking their bike. Yeah, what is our human inclination towards the assigned seats?
I was here first.
It's not even that. Like, In times where the seats are not assigned, you can sit anywhere you want in any given time. We will always go to the same one and expect that one to be ours.
Yeah.
Like, why do we do that?
I think either Reggie or Figgy, I forget, in our group text, asked something, and my response was D's.
Oh, yeah. A good D's nuts is always going to hit. It's always going to hit. And just in a similar way, I hate to actually say this out loud because I like it to just be something that goes under the radar. You never not going to get a nice for me when the numbers 69 come up. Like, you never. I'm going to give you a nice every single time. Why? Because I'm a child. I'm a large child, 100%.
Oh, my goodness. But some of the other things is, if you have younger siblings, doesn't matter how old you are. Like here I am at my age, and I'm the youngest. I still take crap. I still, they give me the mess with my hair, you know, they'll punch you and all that. Doesn't matter. Younger siblings just get it. Doesn't matter how old you are.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. I mean, look, you got to do that.
Is it childish that I, not nothing crazy, but seeing somebody trip?
Oh, always funny.
Or stumble or something like that. Yeah. Not, I don't, you know, obviously if they hurt themselves, I'm not going to laugh, but just seeing a fall, like an innocent fall, I crack up every time.
Yeah. I firmly believe deep to my core that falling is funny as long as somebody is healthy.
You know, falling is funnier when it's like a little kid that's stumbling. You're like, oh, and then he take about maybe 5 seconds and start whining a little bit. Yeah. Like, oh.
Oh, good one from the 409. Kobe.
Anytime he throws something in the trash. Are the kids still on that? Because I feel like Kobe obviously gets a renaissance of sorts, mm-hmm. getting obviously with his passing and having more of like a place in our more modern cultural zeitgeist. Mm-hmm. I feel like has it always been Kobe? Like did you used to throw things away before that when you were young? Like Gervin, Iceman, or something like that.
Iceman, not really. Yeah. No, Kobe was a unique thing.
Yeah. To me, it was always Jordan, mm-hmm. and then in the
we didn't do
Kobe.
That with Jordan.
I remember doing that as a kid with Jordan.
You know one thing we used to do a lot of? The no look was magic.
Oh.
We'd go like that, and then no look, magic. You know, that. Now, that did happen a lot.
8-3-2, love me a good, that's what she said.
Oh, 100%.
Agreed.
100%.
Shout out to T. Mill texting in. Eat cereal on pace with little kids, probably.
Oh, I have kids. Mm. I eat kids' cereal. Mm. But a lot of adults do that.
Yeah, but
is that childish or just?
No, I think the amount of cereal can be childish, which is funny because I don't eat cereal consistently. Mm-hmm. I just get in cereal fits.
Yeah,
like it'll be a good solid 3 weeks where I'll eat cereal probably about six times. in that.
This is something my wife always do. Guess what?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Guess what?
Chicken butt.
Chicken butt.
Oh wow. Yeah, that's incredible. And then
guess why?
I'm not gonna
chicken
say
thigh.
I haven't done that in the last year. I've done that a few times. Chicken butt.
And she would do it. She'd be upstairs. Edward, guess what? I'm like, what?
You thought she was being serious?
Yeah.
Chicken butt.
You thought she was being serious. You're mad for no reason.
I get to the point now, I know what it is. I'm just like, what? Chicken butt.
But going back to, like, obviously the story that brought us to this question of the day, Donovan Mitchell going for 46-8, mm-hmm. just because some kid was talking trash and telling him he was washed. Do you think that goes as far as like this one texter comes in with where they go, I think that the NBA players are the most lazy athletes because like you were talking about, those great athletes in the NBA can absolutely dial it up when they need to.
Yeah.
Do you believe that that's a sign of laziness? Because I'm
no, I think it's a lot of them, like right here, Kevin Durant can score 40, 50, anytime he wants. If he just dominates the ball, takes the shots, dribbles, drives, free throws, that anytime he wants. But I think most of these great players, they truly do want to stay in the confines of the offense.
Because also I think they're kind of
pacing themselves too and all that.
But really like this is what we do. So he does it. They do it.
I think also because, you have a lot of dudes that can score a lot of points, including I think some of those role players that you go, oh, man, you only score 3 points a night. If you give them in the right circumstance, I think that's what we learned from the Lin Sanity to some degree is if you get them in the right circumstance where everything circles around them, they could put in some buckets. But the team concept is what's necessary to win when you're playing against other dudes that can do that.
Yeah.
And I think it's worth noting that when you're doing that on a regular basis every other night, you will peter out really quickly. I think that there's also a conservation of things where you know when to go deep into the well mm-hmm. to get there. So I don't know that I would call it laziness. I will say, though, I think it is fair to acknowledge, like, hey, if you could dial it up there, why not always run the touchdown play, right? Like, I think that's the question that is worth asking to some degree. Y'all ain't stick your tongue out like Jordan. I guess you got to remember, I was not quite of the age to be able to do that in the same way.
I remember that. I remember I got my first pair of Jordans, mm-hmm. and I remember us always going around just shooting air balls. Just Jordan. We was always doing that.
Oh, and this is a good one from Rob on the YouTube page. Anything mom.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Your mama?
I don't know. That's not what your mom said.
You got to be real careful with that because you say that to the right one or the wrong one, depending.
Yeah.
Could be real problems. And this is one that actually, I'm thinking about it. I've seen it in companies, in all sorts of circumstances. That tap on the other shoulder, trying to get people to look the wrong way. Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why? What does it even do for us?
Or the knee buckle? Ugh.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
the old dead leg.
Don't lock your knees up. Somebody said doing the D-Generation X, suck it, like you cross your arm. That's crazy. Yeah, keep enjoying that childishness on the text line, 713-572-4610. All right, coming up next, we go around the NFL, where actually there's some movement when it comes to NFL broadcasting and, unfortunately, some really sad news in the National Football League that we'll get you up to speed on. We'll do all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.